Blind Cool Tech 48, July 15th, 2005. I'm your host, Larry Skukun, and I'm here today with Mike Tyndall from Freedom Scientific. We're out in front of APH, and we're about to take a look at GPS product. Is this a new product, Mike?
It is. We released Street Talk right before National Convention, and so...
Street Talk, that's the name of it, huh?
How you guys doing today?
Hey there, how you?
Hi.
Well, thank you. I like him.
Okay.
So, does this require the 3.0, the new 3.0?
It does, yes. It requires a 3.0 software. What Freedom Scientific actually did is we took a program that runs on PDAs, or Pocket PC, called Destinator. And then we wrote a program called Street Talk that works in conjunction with Destinator to allow the PacMate and JAWS to work with Destinator.
Okay.
So you actually have Destinator, which the main, you know, sighted folks use on their pocket PCs,
mm-hmm.
as well as Street Talk that we developed.
Okay.
So we're going to go into Street Talk right now.
Start vetting today. Bookshare of Mac Utility. Street Talk. Leaving menus. Dialogue.
Okay, it's coming up now.
Dialogue.
Is it acquiring its satellites?
It's actually right now, it's just bringing up the program.
Okay.
Street Talk, which makes the Destinator trademark.
Here's a license agreement that we have to agree to.
I don't agree, but tab. I agree, but enter. Welcome to Street Talk. Your map position. City Louisville, left Barron, Chi right Barron. Street Frankfurt Avenue, number 1833. Edit.
Close.
Okay, so now I'm going... Well, we actually turned off GPS monitoring earlier.
Okay.
So I'm going to now turn on the GPS.
GPS monitoring started. Switch to navigation mode.
Okay. And we're just going to give it a second here. And let's see where it says we are.
Updating where are you dialog. List box. You are at 1835 Frankfurt Avenue. One of two.
Okay, it says we're at 1835 Frankfurt
Avenue.
You are
at 1835 Frankfurt Avenue.
Okay, so now if we turn this...
Edit.
If we turn on...
Announce upcoming.
Announce. If we go walk down toward the school...
All right, let's do that.
Where the school is, so we're going to...
Okay. There's another set of stairs up here. Just to... Now we're actually at 1839. Is it gonna?
It'll find us.
Okay.
If we get further, I had just turned it on.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes a second for it to actually see the signal.
And how much of a map does one receive with this? Do you get the whole United States?
It comes with the entire U.S. and Canada. A GPS receiver and a socket Bluetooth card to connect it, so you have no wires.
Nice.
Right now the receiver is actually inside my PacMate case.
Okay.
It's just all right, let's see now where it thinks we are.
All righty.
Updating where our dialogue. This box, you are at 1833 Frankfurt Avenue.
That says we're at 33.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay,
you are at 1835 Frankfurt.
Okay.
And now, does this have points of interest also?
It does, yes. In fact, that's how it will know about the school, because I have it turned on to announce as we come up the points of interest.
Okay. So you're going to take a left here.
Yeah, we're at Frankfurt Avenue.
Yeah. Now, does it know about, like, restaurants also for points of interest?
Yeah.
how does one obtain this equipment, the software and the receiver?
Actually, Freedom Scientific sells it as a bundled package.
Okay.
Or you could buy Street Talk from Freedom, and then you could buy the GPS receiver and the Destinator software from other companies if you decided to do that.
Okay.
But if someone wants to purchase from Freedom, we do sell the entire package. And I believe that being the Freedom for the entire...
Wait a minute, I missed that, sorry.
$5.99 for the entire package.
Oh, okay.
And then they give you all the maps, give you all the states of the U.S.
And the receiver,
and
too.
And the receiver, and the Bluetooth card, and Street Talk. If you also have a Bluetooth cell phone, you can use that Bluetooth card to surf the web and connect to your cell phone.
Really? Now, I've got a...
174
yeah.
feet to Kentucky School for the Blind.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I could actually use this with a talking Nokia cell phone?
Yes.
Whoa.
And not the GPS, but you could use your PacMate with the phone.
Oh, I got you. Okay, yeah.
Browse the web and...
Yeah.
...that kind of thing using it as a dial-up modem. But, the GPS is... really neat. You can, you know, you can calculate routes by points of interest. You can also calculate routes by address, if you know the address exactly.
Yeah.
Put it in. By postal code, you can also save routes. You can save routes for later use. So you just open up a route. If you go from home to work every day, it's the same route.
Yeah.
You can save that route. You can also copy that route to your clipboards and send it via email, or you know, you can print it
okay.
and give it to someone.
Now we're in the driveway for KSB now.
Right. It's not going to tell us when we're there. It's just going to tell us that we're, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't make it as a route.
Right.
It's not going to say that we're there.
Okay.
But when we come back, I can actually set, if I set it as a route,
it'll actually tell us what?
It will tell us when we arrive.
Okay.
You've arrived at destination. And keep in mind that, you know, GPS isn't like, I mean, dead on. It might
right.
be a few meters away.
Yeah.
But it gets you in the vicinity of where you're going.
That's not a bad price either, you know.
No.
Now, I know I've looked at some of the other ones, and they've got some of this where you can actually, like if you're riding in a car, it'll tell you how fast you're going and what direction.
That's correct. This software does that.
Does it?
It'll tell you speed. It'll tell you how far you've traveled, how far you have to travel.
Okay.
There's also a lady's voice if you...
Well, that's exactly right.
Coming near a Dairy Mart.
There's a Dairy Mart on the catty corner from us over there. Actually, they've changed the name about a year ago. I guess the database hadn't been updated.
Okay.
Well, that is neat. So if I wanted to put my address in there, it would give me a map to get to my house?
Yes, it would. All right, now we're at a street here. Let's see where we are. Haldeman Avenue and Frankfort Avenue. Haldeman Avenue and Frankfort.
Yep, Haldeman. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay. So now let's just set a route from here to the school, okay?
All right.
So we're going to calculate.
Well, you know what would be more interesting? Let's go over to Dairy Mart and see if it'll have it. Will it let us tell us when
sure.
to cross streets and stuff?
But it won't tell us when to cross streets. But
I mean, not when, but it'll tell us that we need to, right? It'll tell us to turn left.
Yes, it will. Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
So let's go to points of interest.
Address, contact, points of interest. Choose a point of interest dialog. Okay button 313 airport close.
I'm not sure what it would be under, maybe. What kind of, what is this place?
Auto service and maintenance.
It's a little convenience store.
School close, shopping close, Sears on close, sports complex, school close, shopping close.
Shopping, maybe.
Sports complex close, 39 golf course close.
Is it like a gas station?
It used to be.
Grocery store, golf course close.
Could be grocery store.
Golf course closed. Grocery store. Grocery store opened 108 southeast 92 feet to Dairy Mart on Frank.
There it is.
Southeast.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so I'm actually
So out of those 180, it pinpointed the one that was closest to us of the grocery stores.
Well, it actually was just telling us where it was telling us where. Okay, if we, I'm not sure of the address of that let's see if we can find it here. What's it called?
Dairy Mart. It's probably like 1901 Frankfurt Avenue, or 1902, or 1900.
Level 0. Amusement park closed. Number 43. Golf course closed. Northeast 178 feet to Baskin-Robbins on Aldwin Avenue. Grocery store closed.
I see the Baskin-Robbins up there.
Well, there's not, though. It might have been years ago.
Grocery store closed.
I wish there was.
Grocery store.
Golf course closed. Grocery store closed. Hotel, library, marina closed. Motorcycle, museum. Name, plate, park and ride, park slap, parking garage, parking lot, performing arts, petrol slap, police station, petrol slash gasoline station open, 87 items. Level 1, closed, 1 of 87. Open, 5th, level 2. Sab dash A dash step full park 1 miles, farmers walk, Sab 1, level 1. Open, 50.
So it is starting now with the ones that are closest to us.
Yes. Dairy Mart, and it is at
level 10. Dairy Mart 1 miles closed. Number 22. Dairy Mart 1 miles closed. Number 22. Dairy Mart 1 miles open. One item. Level 3. 1904 Frankfurt Avenue.
Yeah.
1904. All right. Now I'm making the route there now.
Okay.
1904 Frankfurt Avenue slash less dash 60 dash 12. Edit 1114.
Why don't, can we have it take us back to 1839 Frankfurt, printing house?
Yeah, we could do that. You want to go back to, you want to walk over to the Dairy Mart because I just put it in, or do you want to go back to the printing house?
Either way.
All right, well, let's go back to the printing house then. Let's do the route. Let's go to the Dairy Mart. Do we cross here?
Yeah, let's see. Hold on. Let me get a, yeah. You want to grab an arm or anything? Here you go. We might as well use this accessible signal here, huh? I think we do have the light, though.
Left side, Adam Avenue.
You want an arm, Mike?
I'm fine.
All right. Left side,
Adam Avenue.
Just go straight. Good boy. Okay, it's across the street, but that's close enough.
So
okay, we are. Yeah, if we were in a car, we would be arrived.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, so now let's get back to the train now.
Hey, I've got an idea. Let's see if it will find a little barber shop down the road.
It might.
There's a barber shop a block past APH from here.
Okay. We can try it.
Let's try it.
So do we need to, which way do we go?
We're back the way we came.
Okay.
Loveland. Close button. Today, Friday, July 15th.
Let's get back into here.
Start menu today. Street talk. Leaving menus. Dialogue.
Okay.
Announce upcoming VOI started. Southeast 46 feet to Dairy Mart on Frankfurt Avenue slash US dash 60 dash 12.
So, Mike, does this all comes on a flash card, or how
right.
is that?
You put your map on a compact flash card.
Uh-huh.
And so right now I have a compact flash card in my Packmate with the maps on it.
Okay.
Because I have a map of Kentucky on here loaded right now. And then I also, the Bluetooth card for the receiver.
Okay. So what's it doing now?
It's saying that we are at Frankfurt and Haldeman.
Okay.
Address selection dialog. OK button. Comma. Enter. Street talk dialog.
Okay. Please enter.
Menu active today. Leaving menus. Recent application. Switching to address selection. Leaving menus. Close button. Start menu today. Leaving. Recent applications menu address today. Street talk dash quick. Switching to address selection. Leaving menu. Enter. Address selection dialog. City. Close button.
I tell you what, let's do, man. Why don't we walk back to the print house and go okay. inside where it's quiet and we can hear this?
All right.
Because you've still got the map, we can just see how detailed, what kind of things it'll pick up.
Street talk dialog. Please enter a street number. Okay, button. Enter. Combo box. Louisville left 600. Tab.
What's the address of the printing house?
1839.
Street name list box, not selected, 0-A, East 89 feet. Street name button.
Okay,
Frank Avenue, tab. Street name 1-1, Frankfurt Avenue. Street number edit, 1-8-9, enter.
All right. So now it's character interactive to respect to the APH.
Okay. So how long are you in town for, Mike?
Leaving Sunday.
I didn't hear it.
Leaving on Sunday.
Switching to leaving menus. Street talk dash trip window. Edit.
Okay.
All right. You want to head back?
Here we go.
No directions to get here.
Let's go straight, little buddy.
All right. Now we don't.
No, we're going with the traffic. We're going this way.
Oh, we're going. Okay.
Yeah. How about? Good boy. Yeah. Now this thing won't do, it won't help us out inside the building, right?
No.
Yeah. Hey, would you want to walk up to my office? I know there's a guy up there with a pack mate that's very interested in this. Yeah. So, and I assume it'll tell you, like, turn right, turn left, if you put a more complicated... Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, my girlfriend's son had one of those on his cell phone. Uh-huh. I don't know what program it was, but that was... That's exactly what he's got, his Nextel, yeah. Yeah, it talks to you, but it's not accessible to enter the route, right? What's that? Oh, did they? Well, how good is it? We're taking a right here, Mike. Hey, you want to grab an arm?
I'm with you.
Actually, sorry, I turned in the driveway instead of the, but if you just trail on the right there, you... Let's go left. I kind of angle off to your left here. Right over this way.
Hey, where are you?
Hey, John. I'm checking out this GPS on this PackMate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's working pretty well?
It does. It's pretty impressive. Hey, this is John Aiken. This is Mike Trindle, is it?
Mike Trindle, how you doing, John?
He's from Freedom Scientific.
Nice to meet you. Now, it's saying that we're at 137. So it's,
yeah, it's close.
Yeah.
It must not have APH in its database.
Right, maybe not.
Hmm.
But, so yeah, that's Street Talk.
That is.
Nice to meet you, John.
Nice to meet you.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So now that it's a little quieter here, can you, like, say we wanted to find a barber shop on Frankfort Avenue?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a category?
There's not a category for a barber shop, although it might be in the list. Basically, like, you know, major subcategories.
Uh-huh.
Is in the database. Do you know the address of the barber shop?
I know it's 17 something. Frankfort Avenue.
Mm-hmm. It probably wouldn't find it just as a barbershop, though.
Okay. But it would find a restaurant, let's say.
Oh, sure, yeah, let's do that. Let's do that.
How do you spell Jenny's Diner, John? Is that a G or a J?
J.
Can you search by the name?
Uh-huh.
Menu active, favorite, toggle home, utility, yes. Leaving menus.
So another person with a death wish, huh?
I don't know yet.
Trying to be anyway.
Menu active, where am I? Calculator route. Leaving menu.
Calculator route. Points of interest.
Contacts and pocket outlook. Points of interest.
So if we go.
313
Airport
closed.
Hi there.
Good morning.
We go to restaurants.
143. Level 0. Amusement. ATM closed.
I'm going to do a warm reset because I've been having a lot of things open and it's going really slow, so give me a second.
Auto service
right.
Maintenance closed.
We'll get this. Where do you have this stream?
It's not really streamed. It's you subscribe to them and it downloads them to your either your book port or your iPod or whatever. And you listen to them on that. But there's a website too at aph.org/tech/bct.htm.
Uh-huh. Okay, it's coming up now.
Which makes the tab, edit, tab, I don't have tab, I have enter. Welcome to Street Talk, your map position, City Louis. GPS monitoring started, switch to navigation mode.
Okay, now we're going to do a route.
Okay.
Choose address source dialog. Contact.
Points of interest.
Choose a point of interest dialog. Okay, but 313. Rental, rest area, oh, restaurant open, 37
items. What kind of restaurant is this place? American or?
Yeah.
Level 1, American, closed. American open, 205 items. Level 2, Jenny Snyder 1.
There it is.
Street Hog Dash Trip Rental, Helmholtz with the Jenny Snyder 2227 Frankfurt Avenue /US-60-truck, edit.
Jenny, here's the route.
Earth map is Kentucky. Earth map is Kentucky, your map position, City Louisville, left barrel, high right barrel. Street Frankfurt Avenue, number 1844, Helmholtz with the Jenny Snyder 2227 Frankfurt Avenue /US-60-truck route directions to get near your total distance to travel is 989 yards straight on Frankfurt Avenue /US-60-truck and travel northwest for 880 yards towards Frankfurt Avenue /US-60-truck arrive at destination on Frankfurt Avenue /US-60-truck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Enter.
So that's Street Talk. It tells you latitude, longitude, how fast you're going, how many satellites you're tracking, like right now we're tracking.
GPS status dialog, list box, number of satellites being tracked, 8, 1 of 6.
8 satellites, which is very good.
Yeah.
EDOP is 1.8, HDO, latitude 38.256567 north. longitude 85.714398 west long. Time is 15:45:29 UTC. Time is 15:45:35 UTC. Time is 15:45:39 UTC.
Okay.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Well, I appreciate the information, Mike.
You're welcome, Larry.
Do you want me to get you back out to Frankfort Avenue?
No, I've got a car right here.
Oh, is that for you? Oh, hey, get back, right. Jake.
Take care.
All right, you
nice,
too.
Nice to see you.
Nice meeting you, Mike. Or
nice
seeing
to see you,
I mean.
Okay.